You're listening to a special episode edition of 5x5. In these episodes, I reach out and connect with humans who are brave and vulnerable and willing to share their stories about being human. I would love to introduce you to our next guest. Sometimes in this life, you come across people who are truth and rawness and wisdom all rolled into one. And that is exactly what you find in Kelly Hayes. Kelly and I sat and chatted about such deep humanness. As a spiritual business coach, she helps people find their path using intuitive and non-traditional practices. She customizes this for each individual and is passionate about their spiritual growth. Kelly runs circles and workshops, has her own Etsy shop, and runs a closed Facebook group, On Dragon Wings. And it is here that she welcomes in those at any point on their spiritual path and lets them know that there is a place where they belong. It is not Kelly's business adventures, though, that make up the magic in this episode. This is a deeply personal story, and I so hope you love this episode as much as I do. Here it is.
So I do want to welcome you, Kelly, for joining us on our 5x5 podcast. And I want to thank you for offering to share your story, because I know that it's going to help other humans. And you have such an interesting path that you're working on. And my first question to you is there an event or a moment in your life that forced you to come to know more about being human?
Yes. The thing that did it for me, when I look back, it was the last 5 years of my wife's life, and it was as her physical health and her mental health was deteriorating. But I think that if I was to put a push pin in one specific point, it would be right at the end of 2012, when she attempted suicide and spent some time in a behavioral health ward. That was the first time in my life that I realized that, like, the love of another person isn't enough. Like, it wasn't enough that I loved her. And it was the first time I realized that if you didn't love yourself, you'd never believe that anybody else would love you, no matter what they said or what they did. Despite the fact that she and I worked really hard at becoming really better communicators and like addressing disagreements that came up, disappointments that popped up, we still had a ton of misunderstanding and miscommunications between us. And things that I thought were relatively minor issues really turned out to be earth-shattering from her perspective. And unfortunately, before we could even get a chance to deal with that, and then we had to move in with her father, who desperately needed a caretaker. He was having dementia. And I just want to say, like, a big shout out to anybody who's taking care of anyone with memory care, because living with somebody who has dementia is very, very hard. I was his primary caretaker for many different reasons, mostly because I was the healthiest person in the house. And, like, the look on his face would tell me what kind of morning it was going to be. And I was subjected to 2-hour-long morning rants that were based on his paranoid delusions, and he would hallucinate things that weren't there. And I had to learn a lot of patience and how to present the appearance that I was listening to his concerns and taking them seriously, even when I knew that there wasn't a shred of truth in any of it. And unfortunately, this only increased the rift between me and my wife. Because we could never really relax in the house. We couldn't be sure he wasn't listening and wouldn't take things the wrong way or see or hear something that actually didn't happen. And we really needed that time in order to have a really deep series of conversations to work out what was wrong between us. And we just never got that chance.
The enormity of the pressure of both of those situations must have led you to come to understand more about the human that you are. Can you tell us about some of the lessons you learned about your own self?
I learned that I'm really, really strong and resilient, even optimistic, but in a short-term crisis. I'm great in a short-term crisis. And what I found out is I'm not so good on the long-term haul. For me, I grew up with a lot of disconnect from my emotions. And I find it hard. I'm still learning how to empathize and sympathize and really feel other people's emotions. So it's really hard for me to have been in the situation of being primary caregiver for not just one, but two people, because my wife needed caregiving as well.
And being an observer of different situations for both of those people, what did you learn about other humans during that time?
Well, let's see. One thing that I learned was that between the two of them, they had a really big history together. He was her primary abuser in childhood. Ironically enough, he was also the only person in her immediate family who actually loved her. So that created a huge paradox, really. We spent a lot of time trying to stay out of each other's way. He knew he was going down, and he tried to give us control all the while he was fighting to give up control. So it's really quite sad to see. We had a lot of offers of help from different sources, but I think one of the things that frustrated me that I would like to change in myself going forward was that people would like offer like, oh, I come over and sit while you go to the store. Well, that wasn't what I needed, but that was all they had to offer. And that was all they thought about. And, you know, it was like, so one of the lessons that I thought was to, instead of saying, oh, I can do this for you, it's saying, well, what can I do for you? What do you need done right now? It may not be anything that I even conceived of would be something that somebody would need right then.
Do you think, Kelly, that has something maybe to do with the fear that people have in getting into a conversation that is deep?
Yeah.
So if they offer something that's on the surface, practical, I'll do this for you so you can do that, it stops them having to get into a conversation about deep feelings and deep fears. And
oh yes, definitely. I think they really want to help, but I think you're right. I think they don't want to. They're afraid to get into that. They're afraid that maybe that they'll get into something really deep with somebody, and they. It'll bring up something in them, or they won't know what to do and what to say, and are afraid to make things worse for the person that they're trying to help. I know that happened a few times with me and my wife, because, you know, I just didn't know, you know, she says this one thing, do I pursue it? Is it going to create an argument that's going to create more stress than what already is here? Or do I just let it go? Do I just go get her, you know, and just say, would you like me to make you another pot of coffee? I mean, you know, I do. I think people don't know what to do, and they are afraid to, that the person will need more from them than they feel like they are able to give or even have to give.
Yes. And when you look back on that time, because often we, in the moment, we see it differently than when we have a chance to look back. Mm-hmm. What do you think about when you think back to that time?
Whew. You know, I there's some things that I wish, you know, like if I had known then what I had known now type thing. But I don't know that could have really done much differently. I really don't. Maybe we could have handled things a little bit differently with her father, as he went down into the into dementia, had to go into memory care ward. I don't know. I really don't know.
I think you have very good clarity on why they might have reacted the way they did and how you needed to be the person to carry that situation in that time. Did you know that when you were in it, that you had this clarity about being the one to step up, or was it pressure?
No, I knew that if we were going to go down there and be with him, that it was going to, I was going to have to be the one that did everything and took the lead. I knew that. I actually spent 24 hours. She had gone down because he was in the hospital, so she had gone down to see him. And then mentioned moving down to South Carolina with him. And I spent 24 hours debating the decision on whether I thought that that was the right thing to do. For several reasons, and came to the conclusion that yes, it was the right thing to do.
And I have this one question that I ask everyone because it's my favorite question. After living the life you've lived and all the days that you've lived, what have you come to know for sure about being human?
What I have come to know for sure is that being human means that you are always working to get to the next level, the next stage of your development. You can't just get there and like climb on top of the pedestal and go, okay, I made it, I'm here. Because like every living thing grows. And when it stops growing, it dies. And humans have to continually grow as well. Emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And just recently, I realized that like humans, I was trying to think of, you know, some of the regrets that I had surrounding things with her death and everything that I wish had gone differently. She wound up having cancer and dying 4 years ago. And there were some things that I wished had gone down differently at that point. And I realized that I'm more than just the sum of that past that happened. And I'm more than who I am right now, because I'm still struggling to find my way right now. And that humans are a sum both of our past and our present. And we are also what we are shaping ourselves, what both of those two things are shaping us to becoming. We are all three of those things all at the same moment.
Absolutely. And where can people find out more about you, Kelly? Because I know that this ongoing growth in people is a passion of yours. I know that them exploring their intuition and their strength is a passion of yours. Where can they find you if they want to connect?
I am on Instagram at Moonstone Ridge Creations. And on Facebook, you can find me. That's also under Moonstone Ridge Creations. That's the name of the business. And if you're interested in having just a discussion or anything, I do have a group on Facebook called On Dragon Wings. And that's open for anybody of any kind of spiritual walk to come and discuss and explore whatever you want to do. Share a silly meme, whatever. Love to have people come and join it and share the conversations.
And I will add all of that to our podcast notes so that people can join in and link to you. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being willing to share your story. There is so much richness in that for lots of people to connect with. And I truly thank you for being vulnerable and open and brave and giving that piece of yourself so that other people can take something from it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks and videos that changed my life.